Your weekend outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Friday morning from Marion, Kentucky, where we all feel like ramen noodles, all this rain. And it looks like we're going to get hammered with some more bitterly cold weather here in the next day or two. So it's a kind of a soggy day for Valentine's, but nonetheless, maybe you can stay home and snuggle up for a while. Remember, get your sweetie something for Valentine's. If my wife's listening, I sure do like chocolate. But truth is, a nice dinner will suffice. So happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Over the weekend, like I said, we've got a lot more weather coming. All of West Kentucky is bracing for this active weather pattern that the National Weather Service down Paducah has been advising us about for several days. There's a flood watch in effect Saturday morning through Sunday morning for all of West Kentucky and really nearby areas over in southern Illinois. They're expecting another 2 to 4 inches of rain. And, we're already inundated as it is, and add this to it, and these rivers that surround us are going to start rising. I think particularly the Tradewater River in Ohio affect folks here in Crittenden County about as much as any, but of course we have the Cumberland River on our border as well, so those low-lying areas will be flooding. Out on Piney Creek and the Tradewater River area, there's two or three roads out there, Enon Church Road and Providence Road, and I think the Cool Springs Road have still been underwater, or already underwater, I should say. So be aware, this is going to be affecting us for a few days, and then after that, first of the week, really I think starting Sunday, late Sunday night, this bitter cold air is going to roll in, and for pretty much all of next week, we're going to see some sub-freezing temps and some single digits even as far as wind chills go. The temps will be down in the teens at night, and there's even a chance of snow Tuesday and into Wednesday. So, hopefully this is winter's last gasp, and then we'll take that turn towards spring, which we typically do about this time, as I have seen a few daffodils already starting to sprout. And it's hard to believe that we would be talking about wildfire season right now, as soggy as things are. But beginning tomorrow, Saturday, February 15th through April 30th, is the wildfire season. And what that means for you is that you can't burn outdoors, at least during the daytime. You can burn starting at 6 p.m. All the way up through the night until 6 a.m. That is if you're anywhere within 150 feet of a woodlot or a brushland, which in Crittenden County is almost everywhere. So be aware of that. You can be fined if you are burning outdoors during this wildfire season and your fire gets out and the fire department has to come. It's $500 fine minimum, I believe. So remember, daytime burning is prohibited from now until April 30th, or at least starting tomorrow through April 30th. Another weather peril we're seeing right now are these potholes that are all over the city and the county and even on state roads. Just be aware, I'm working on an article for next week, and the folks who are in positions that can affect change for these potholes, in other words, fix them, are telling me that until the weather breaks and we take a turn towards spring, that there's no sense in filling these, particularly with this weather coming right now and all the rain and freezing and refreezing and thawing, and it's just problematic for roads, period. This is pothole season. And they say to please be patient. As soon as this weather breaks, they will get out and patch those worst spots. And then the city also has some big paving projects on tap for this year too. We'll have a wrap up of some of those plans in your newspaper next week. In your schools, sophomore ACT will be given on February 25th, and the junior ACT will be given on March 11th. So if you know any students who need to take that ACT, they need to get permission forms sent back into the school and start preparing for the ACT, which will get you into college. And speaking of college, Murray State University is looking for a new president. They have four finalists, two men and two women, and they will be choosing the replacement for Bob Jackson, who has been the president there. Bob's been around Murray State campus since I was in school down there. He's a good fella, but he is retiring, and they have four very qualified candidates from all across the country. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. I want to give a shout out this morning to Kim Orr and Lisa Boone, who have let me know over the last few days that they enjoy listening to the program 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Lisa even said she looks for it on Tuesday sometime. Of course, there's not one there. We kind of had a chuckle about that. But Kim, she has some vision issues, so she can't really read the Crittenden Press, and she says she's tickled to death to be able to hear some of the local news. So we appreciate them as listeners. And lastly, in local news this morning, we'll tell you about what's going on down in Fredonia. They have received preliminary approval for almost a $100,000 grant to make some improvements at the Buddy Rogers Park. Now, if you're not familiar with the park, there's a couple of ball fields there, and then an actual park with a basketball court, some playground equipment. It's really a beautiful, nice park. It was damaged a bit by the storm last summer, but they have a really nice facility, and there's some big plans to really beef that up. $92,670 will go a long way. Mayor Jim Seibert has been keeping me abreast of what's going on down there, so we wish them luck, and hopefully that preliminary approval turns into absolute approval and they get to make all these improvements they're planning down at Fredonia. Speaking of mayors, let's turn our attention to the mayor of Marion, Kentucky. So I have with me Mayor Deanna Browning. She's actually in Frankfort right now as we're talking on the phone. This is Thursday. Mayor, give us an update on what's going on. I know a contingent of folks from here in Frankfort. What are they doing up there?
Absolutely. We just had our first round of meetings with Secretary Goodman with the Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet. We did discuss Lake George and thank them for all that they did for us as far as the state of emergency, as well as the monies received for the stabilization. We did extend an offer for her to come down and visit Lake George sometime in the spring. I did mention that I'm hoping to have the fish and wildlife guys down there, and we can tour the lake and see the progress and look what happens when we all work together. We did spend a lot of time talking about Crittenden and Livingston, and she said that the whole situation is exemplary of exactly what the state is looking for with regionalization. And she says she could not be more proud of what we've done.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mayor. We'll circle back to you and get a full wrap-up for next week's Crittenden Press. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In a girls' basketball showdown between the top two teams in the second region on Thursday night at Rocket Arena, Crittenden County fell by 10 to Henderson County, 70-60. The game was close much of the way, although Henderson did build two substantial leads at junctures in the game. It was a four-point game in the second half, and the Lady Rockets just couldn't get over the hump down the stretch. Anna Boone led three Lady Rocket scores in double figures. She had 19, Jordan Hodge 18, and Andrea Federico a dozen. Crittenden County will play at home against Hopkinsville on Saturday night. JV game tips off at 6 p.m. and the varsity game will follow at 7:30. The Rocket basketball team will be on the road tonight. They will be at Webster County. Elsewhere around the 5th District in boys basketball, Lyon County beat Madisonville 89-71 at Eddyville, and Livingston Central lost by 2, 87-85 at home against Dawson Springs. In other 5th District action in girls play, Lyon County beat Hopkins Central 57-49. And that's it for this morning. I appreciate you listening in. We'll talk to you first of the week.